You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's welcome into the show Ryan Ripken. Ryan, what's happening, buddy?
How are we doing? You're jamming out as always on the Turn It Up Tuesday.
Yeah, I hurt my neck. I was head banging so hard there. Like, I think because I hit my head on the table, but that's another thing. Ryan, we talked yesterday on BBT about the anticipated debut of Jackson Holiday and trying to compare to others in recent vintage here based on draft status, et cetera, et cetera. Albert Suarez's debut was not ballyhooed at all. It was more like, oh, yeah, that's the guy that was pitching with the other Suarez down in Florida. But can you think of, at least here recently, of a pitcher player, maybe not perceived to be a stud, that has come up and done what he has done, especially for the Orioles in a need spot there, throwing at baseball?
Yeah, I mean, it's an awesome story, first off. I mean, how can you, when you think about it this way, it's been 7 years since he's actually been back in a big league game. It's not like he's a young prospect that needs to try to find his way. He's been around. And all of a sudden now, you're going to tell me on one of the best teams in baseball that they're going to have a 34-year-old sitting down there in the minors that's going to come up and have, what is it now, 11-plus innings of scoreless baseball? You know, it's a one testament to the scouting department for the Baltimore Orioles, because it's a tremendous find. And the other part is he's got great stuff. I mean, you're seeing 95, 97 with movement. You're seeing him drop off 3-2 changeups to Mike Trout. Hey, how you doing? Sit down. Like, it's impressive. And especially then if we're looking at the dynamic of the team, they have injuries. Wells down. Brad is hurt. Means hurt, you know, or hopefully coming back, right? And you have a guy like this that comes up and pitches the way that he does. Tremendous boost for the team. And I think it's safe to say this was a player that wasn't in the cards for the Orioles. But I'll tell you what, he keeps throwing like this. He's going to continue to factor into the equation for the team, even when guys get healthy.
Now, speaking of ballyhooed prospects, Hester Kerstad's going to come back to the major leagues. Let's not forget, he was on the playoff roster last year for the Orioles, so he made some noise in September. We were doing a lot of speculating yesterday or last night, Ryan, on BBT that Hayes was hurt and IL's probably going to be part of the reality. Is it in fact part of it when he comes back? Who really knows? But Kerstad comes up. His role will be what with the Orioles? If he was right-handed bat, plug and play right into that situation. But he's been raking at AAA. Where is Heston Kerstad going to be in tonight's lineup and moving forward?
Well, first off, super happy for his opportunity. I hate that it has to be because Austin Hayes is going on the IL. But that's the nature of the business, right? And didn't we talk about, too, this is a part of baseball every year. You're going to have injuries. So isn't it a luxury that the Orioles have so much talent? And Kerstad's an extremely talented player. He's honestly, it's like the Michael Jordan meme where Kerstad's been down there and he's like, I took it personally being down in AAA. And he has just tore the cover off the baseball. Where he factors in is a guy that to be determined, but I think he's going to get a fair share of opportunities. Why? He is a great hitter. He's got tremendous pop. And I said it last year. I thought at the time, and again, I said I thought Colton Cowser was a better overall all-around player, but I thought Heston Kerstad can toe-to-toe rival anybody potential-wise for offensive production. So I think he's going to get a good run, especially during facing right-handed hitters or right-handed pitchers. But the biggest thing is we've seen, if he's not going to be there in an everyday guy, how do you prepare yourself? And how are you able to come off the bench when your time's called, which we have seen has been a problem for some of the younger guys as they try to transition to being big league players.
Now, I guess the question for Kerstedt as well, we know about the bat. I mean, that's played at every level he's been in, Ryan. How much better has he gotten defensively since the Orioles drafted him in 2020?
I mean, I think he's a very solid player. I'm not saying he's going to go out there and be an upgrade defensively over guys. Especially when, no offense to anybody, no one's going to upgrade Cedric Mullins, one of the best defensive players. Santander, obviously, is so underrated, and so is Hayes and Couser. So I think you're going to have a guy that's solid out there in the outfield if called upon. He's played a lot of first base as well, so there's the flexibility. And the DH, you know. I think Oriole fans, you got to understand, it's not going to be a guy that you're expecting to be a gold glove caliber player out there, but Heston Kerstedt's fully capable of going out to play the outfield. But just like what the Orioles have done, they're going to find different ways to get guys in the lineup. And the fact that Heston can play the outfield in first base is going to help him get in there more often.
Ryan Ripken, our colleague, Baltimore Baseball Tonight, joining us here on the Fab, Eddie and Haney, as he does every Tuesday. Gunnar Henderson splits lefty-righty. Any concern there?
Nope. You said concerns, right?
Yeah.
Correct word? Yeah, no. Come on, Bob. I'm not worrying about Gunnar. This is a guy where I tell people, the more and more reps you get with special players, the better and better they're going to be. And for Gunnar Henderson, he is one of those guys in that category. And, I love what he's doing in general. And I really do think he's a guy that is an MVP-type player. And those types of players are going to figure it all out at some point. So, yeah, if my panic meter is 1 to 10, 10 being the most panic about the splits, yeah, it's about a negative 105.
All right, now Grayson Rodriguez pitching tonight, going for his fourth victory. You said before the season, all-star. I said 15 wins. I mean, I usually jinx people with these sorts of proclamations. Why has he now become the guy that everyone assumed he would be when he ascended to the number one pitching prospect in baseball?
Hey, you know what? Great predictions by you and I, Bob. I think we're a pretty good team with that. But
correct.
This is what I will say. I don't think it had anything to do, nothing to do with Grayson's talent. What we talked about in the past is when you get to the big leagues and a lot of the players that have had so much success in the minors, you're going to get humbled or you're going to have failures. And last year that was for Grayson Rodriguez coming up where he dominated through the minor league system and then he had some failures. And I think the failures helped reset him and learn how to pitch. And the biggest thing is we've seen a guy with a fastball like Grayson Rodriguez is an absolute weapon. He uses that to set up his other pitches. And there's a reason why he was such a highly touted pitching prospect is because he has the ability to be a frontline ace pitcher. And he showed it at the end of last season. And so far this year, he's off to a great start of trying to get those 15 wins and hopefully that 2024 All-Star bid for the Birds.
Hey, Ryan, I guess this would be a good problem, you know, for Hyder and Elias. What happens if over the next 10 days or however long Hayes is out, Kerstedt is playing extremely well, batting extremely well too?
Yeah, you know, this is the, you know, again, I hate to make these decisions because I love the players, right? But that's the reality is you don't know who's going to pop off for you. And if they play well, you got to ride the hot bat, you know, and the hot hand. Like Colton Couser, it doesn't matter if he's lefty, righty, if, you know, throws with his right foot, I don't know. Couser's going to be in the lineup because he's so locked in. Kerstedt could have the same situation, and then the Orioles are going to have to make some decisions. But I want to remind people, the other part of it is that we don't know with Kerstedt or some other guys is long-term. You know, how do you play as the season progresses? We do know with Austin Hayes, when he plays and he's out there, his track record is he can be a very, very solid big league player because he's shown it over the past season.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.